Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, before we get into the Bundesliga action, the Eagles of Frankfurt were successful in the Europa League semi-finals. However, they will not be facing RB Leipzig, who lost to Rangers.
Yeah, it's unfortunate we will not have a all-Bundesliga Europa League final, but Frankfurt took care of business. You know, it's the only thing going for Frankfurt right now. They're middle of the standings. It's their only ticket back to the European pitch, and they took care of business versus West Ham. They had a 2-1 advantage in the first leg, and then West Ham were dealt a blow when they went down to 10 men. Their coach even got kicked off for kicking a ball at a Frankfurt ball boy and getting into a rift with an official. You know, Frankfurt, you know, took advantage. Knauf has been amazing. He found Rafael Santos Borra to get it done and give Frankfurt their first appearance in the Europa League final in over 4 decades. I mean, that's a lot of time. You know, a lot of time to celebrate. Frankfurt have an incredible fan base. You know, they've had 30,000 support them back in Barcelona. You know, they've kind of been a wonderful experience for the fan base. They've even increased tickets, flights from Germany, you know, to the location of the final on May 18th in Seville. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. I do know this, that Frankfurt have quite an aggressive fan base, a lot of hooligans, a lot of police had to be called out. Hopefully there aren't any issues, but there have been some issues between West Ham fans and Frankfurt fans. But nonetheless, it's good to see Frankfurt back in that situation. As far as RB Leipzig, I mean, RB Leipzig, first there was 2 trophies. Now there's only 1 in their sights. That's the German Cup. You know, Leipzig's lack of goals in the first leg and their insistence on playing the ball out from the back cost them in Scotland. The Rangers, defending champions of their domestic league, they're still trying to fight for their domestic defense of that title. The last time they were in a Europa League final, you know, you're talking about the early 70s for that side. You know, but on their road to the Europa League final, they've gotten rid of a few Bundesliga sides, namely Dortmund and then most recently RB Leipzig. We're talking about 2 top 4 teams in the Bundesliga. You know, Frankfurt, when you look at how they've done in the Bundesliga, you might not give them the most hope going into the final. But obviously me, representing the Bundesliga, I'm going to give Frankfurt and the Eagles a slight advantage to bring home some silverware.
Despite the European defeat, Leipzig won on Sunday against Augsburg, while Freiburg lost to Union Berlin. Do you see Leipzig staying in the 4th spot to close out the season?
Well, they really have no choice if they want to be taken seriously. I mean, you're talking about RB Leipzig. You know who finances RB Leipzig? Red Bull, they have money behind them, you know, although they don't invest like they should or like they could because, you know, there are stipulations in place preventing teams from doing such things here in Germany, you know, but having said that, you know, they are supposed to be next up in terms of competition against Bayern Munich. They have to go back to the Champions League if they want to take that seriously. They showed fire from their defeat to the Rangers in Scotland. They showed that to Augsburg, demolished them 4-0, Nkunku. I've mentioned his name again and again. He netted a brace. Arminia Bielefeld is their next opponent to close out the season. They defeated Leipzig and are headed to the second division. So anything can happen. You know, nothing to lose for Bielefeld. Although RB Leipzig have something to lose, their sights could be on the German Cup set to take place. But nonetheless, they have to take care of business if they want to get back to Europe. We can't forget they were in the Champions League and then just finishing out the Europa League because they crashed out. You know, they're kind of moving backwards. They want to move forward. I think Bielefeld is the easiest opponent, and I think there isn't any reason why they can't hold on to that spot considering Freiburg play Leverkusen to close out the season. Leverkusen sit 3rd, you know, a tougher opponent. So I think Domenico Tedesco and the Bulls, led by Christopher Nkunku, will hold on to the 4th spot. That's what my instinct tells me.
Chris, looking at the bottom of the standings, the relegation battle between Hertha and Stuttgart will last until the end.
Yeah, it looks like that will be the case. Hertha's Felix Magath, the head coach, he warned Bayern of being, you know, slack against their final few opponents. And then they drew with Stuttgart. They celebrated, you know, their 10th straight, you know, but that draw with Stuttgart gave Stuttgart a point, which obviously narrowed Hertha's lead. Right now, because Hertha, were beat up by Mainz. They only have 3 points, a 3-point lead right now. So Hertha will only drop into the playoffs if they lose and Dortmund and Stuttgart beat Cologne. So it's basically a lose. They have to get it done versus Dortmund. It's really that simple for Hertha Berlin and company. They've looked good with Kevin Prince-Boateng kind of, you know, finding his way back into the rotation of things, you know, under new management, under McGough, you know. But Stuttgart have a problem right now. Offensively, they have Sasha Kalajic. He's been on fire. He's the reason that Bayern didn't celebrate the way they wanted. Sasha has netted, he's been really hot. He's netted 5 times in the last 10 matches. So he's going to be a problem for their opponent next in the last match day. So who knows what will happen, but it's not all out for these sides because they do have the relegation playoff to look forward to. Last year, that didn't work out so well for the Bundesliga sides. We'll have to see if history repeats itself this year, but I'll be here to give you those updates, of course.
And before we let you go, Chris, just like always, what else has hit your radar this week?
Well, 2 things really quickly. Schalke, a team that shockingly were relegated. They're on their way back to the top flight. You know, they defeated St. Pauli in a 3-2 need win to get promotion back. So welcome back, Schalke. And some Dortmund news. Rumor has it the deal's supposed to be done this week with Man City and Alan Haaland. You know, Man City obviously embarrassed by Karim Benzema and company, you know, ejected out of their chance of being in the finals again in the Champions League. If they get Alan Haaland, that will be a game changer. I'm sure that will be dominating the headlines if that deal indeed does get done. And like that as well, I'll be here to give you the latest from the German perspective on that as well.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington, from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.